because we've got all the buildings around.
There's some assholes in the field shooting off fucking dynamite.
Blowing up everything. All right. We're ready to do this. Gentlemen.
I tried to take notes, but there was absolutely nothing to take notes on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, there's a lot to take notes on.
Yeah, like the red shade of the baboon's ass.
Baboon's ass.
Dude, every door in the whole place was made out of
rubber. We'll get into that for sure. All right, Cinema Dumpster, this is episode 30.
30?
Yep, and this
Dirty
is
30?
Shockma. Let's get it going.
Dirty sticking apes. You're now listening to the Cinema Dumpster Podcast.
Alright, Cinema Dumpster, episode 30. I'm your host, Organ Donor. I am with, as always, Gabe Asher. What is up, Gabe?
Hey.
And Axe Saver. Hey, Axe.
Hello.
This week we watched Shockma, which was this was Axe Saver's pick. This was a pretty awesome movie, I thought. I don't know what you guys thought about it, so I guess we'll get into that as we go. But I really enjoyed it. I thought that the fact that they just used a live baboon as, like, okay, so just, yeah.
Thing was not very menacing at all.
As the enemy the entire movie. Dude, I thought it was great.
He's a fucking creepy old shit. It is menacing as fuck. I would rather take on a pack of wolves than a fucking goddamn baboon, man. That thing will rip your eyes out. And I've seen little fucking monkeys, like, 8-pound monkeys, just decimate humans.
Oh, yeah.
You think that fucking baboon could do with a fucking jowl like a tiger and a goddamn claws
they can be mean as fuck.
Yeah.
I was more scared of that chimpanzee that was locked up the whole fucking movie.
Well, yeah,
did you see that?
The one just sitting there?
The one just sitting in his
quiet.
Fucking cage.
Nice. He was giving him hugs and stuff. So, the IMDb synopsis, the only thing on IMDb is a wild animal attacks people trapped in a large tower.
Wasn't wild?
That's what it said.
And he kind of was fucking stuck to like two floors.
I know, right.
So any other floor was completely safe to hang out in except the two they stuck on.
You know what's bizarre? What I really liked about this movie, like, and I'm glad you picked it.
I want to play their game.
Yeah, is the game. Like, the whole thing that they did, like, the D&D game around this
I wanted
thing.
To play it really bad.
No, it sounds like it would be a blast. Like, if somebody set this up and you went out and did it, like, if you had friends, it'd be like, we have this huge tower. And
that's the first falsity. There's, like, six people that had that many friends to play this fucking thing.
Fair enough. And
just don't ever do it in an animal testing facility.
Yeah.
At least not with baboons.
Not the baboons.
The kitty seemed nice. I saw her later in the film that I ran by.
Yeah, it lived too, I think.
And the mouse.
Yeah.
That helped.
There's a couple of them that lived in there.
The rat was cool.
So it opens, we open with a shot of this large tower, but accidentally like 8 stories.
Yeah.
So it's about 8 or 9 stories, I think, is what they say. And there's a surgeon cutting into like what I only imagine was a monkey's brain. And
but you were wrong. It was a baboon's.
A baboon. And there's medical students that are taking notes and stuff, and they cut open his skull and they inject his brain with like a some sort of syringe, and it basically ends there, and it switches to this weird, super. He was a pretty gay. Computer technician guy.
Dude, that guy was fucking creepy.
He was creepy as fuck.
He was
for
so
one.
Weird.
I hated the way he talked. It was awful.
I thought it was fucking, what's his name from The Office? The HD guy. HR guy.
Yeah.
I was like, is that Toby? It kept looking like Toby with fucking beard and mustache. I'm all, this fucker.
Yeah, it's not even anything about, like they don't, obviously they don't talk about
it.
He
had a baboon fetish. That's why I learned he was there.
He's just way into D&D, but his baboon fetish was apparently the creepiest factor. But his whole every time you interact with this guy was really bizarre. When you see him on screen, he's interacting with anybody. He's always like sizing them up and kind of like, yeah. While he's chewing gum, like, what's your junk?
With his
like,
yeah,
like,
he's totally rapo style.
Yeah, his gum was always like almost falling out of his mouth, and he drew all his words out really long.
Yeah,
and
he was like a fucking creepy. I'm gonna dude use from Louisiana or some key. Shit. Okay. Some fucking fancy lad from Louisiana deep in the bayou that no one will hear you scream when you text him at night.
Yeah, there's something about it that he just came across as really creepy. But he was talking about how, like, so our protagonist, Sam, comes in and they have walkie-talkies. And he's like, yeah, I configured the walkie-talkies so they can only talk to the game master. And you know, they're basically what they're doing here is they created, like, this, in this science lab, an after-hours D&D RPG. Well, it's a LARP. Basically, they're LARPing, which is a live-action role-play of, you know, a structured...
It's like a dungeon quest.
Yeah, yeah, it's a structured dungeon that this guy has set up where they get keys and there'll be enemies there. And they, after they close down, they're going to go run around. And whoever wins, you know, the princess gets that underage poon.
Did you notice who that was?
No, who was that?
That was...
She kind of looked like Topanga.
No, she was on. She was an 80s theme girl on TV. She was one of the daughters on Kate and Allie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. She was a.
She looked like Topanga to me, too. Yeah. Is that Topanga?
Kate and Allie. I don't even know how that show even lasted for more than one season, but it did.
And, I'm not familiar with that show.
It was Jane Curtin. After SNL. All
right.
So.
So they
that's good.
He also shows them that he has these like little trackers that get tracked like with some sort of weird sensor vision. 80s
the GPS
like,
fucking
they make really cool noises.
Fucking shock
Like, it's like a coat hanger that's in a circle just spinning on an engine.
It's just it's one of those old TV antennas. Except it spun.
And so, but and using this high-end technology, they're going to be able to track everybody through the building in their current positions. And but only the Game Master will be able to do this because the Game Master is giving everybody, you know, orders and whatnot. And so, there's this weird scene with Richard down when they're still experimenting on the baboon. And
yes.
And, Richard. Goddamn Richard.
I know, Richard is such a bastard. And he's trying to talk to the professor about playing the game. He wants to play the game.
I just kept thinking, like, the whole time, because they over-enunciate, everybody over-enunciated his name the whole time. I thought they were, like, trying to get across that he was the dick. So they were like, Richard! Richard! You know, get it? Get it? Because he's a dick?
Why did he want in on this fucking...
Well, because he was going for, like, extra credit or something. Because
he didn't seem all interested in the game started at all.
Okay, so the way that the movie explains it to us is that he tells his girlfriend that he wants some FaceTime with Professor.
Hot trollop.
So this is a good experience for him to get some FaceTime with the Professor. But then he treats the Professor like shit because he hates the game and he thinks it's all stupid. Mm-hmm. And what's the point if you're going to kiss your Professor's ass?
Yeah, the professor sees right through it and
hates
Richard.
Yeah, and he hates him, instantly. He's like, dude, I'm trying to be nerdy here, and you're being a dick and ruining the game. Fuckwad. Like, and that's essentially what happened.
Never fuck with nerds in their fucking element.
Exactly. And so...
What was
anyhow,
that?
Then it shows... it's just my mumble server
what
blowing
the
up. I'll close it out. Don't worry about it.
Mute your mumble.
Yeah. It shows Sam and his girlfriend, like, they're kind of flirting and being weird, like, in this this room. And this is the wackiest, gayest research facility I've ever seen. Let's listen to what happens here real quick.
Come on, Richie.
I don't know, okay?
Come on, you gotta answer, man. Just answer.
Okay, three.
Wrong.
You're wrong. We too, Richie. You know... I don't give a shit how many little kids play the drummer on the Partridge Family, okay?
That's because you have no sense of culture. What'd you guys do with Sorensen?
Oh, he's telling the class his lip color joke.
His lip color?
Never mind.
Whoa.
Man, that is some zingers going on there.
It's pretty good. And when I very first started watching, when that whole sequence went on, I was like, what is going on with this movie? Like... It seems so flamboyantly gay in a lot of scenes, especially
that was the early '90s for you though.
So did these people like graduates of some sort of somewhere?
Yeah,
telling me these nitwits fucking graduated medical school or some sort of
they're like interns or something.
They could be interns, but
that asshole was wearing boots to his science work. I got my shit kickers, my Levi's, my tucked in shirt that somehow survived being tucked in the entire movie, even though I'm being chased by a killer raccoon.
That goddamn
with
raccoon.
With its perfect fucking stripe of blood that somehow made it through the blue shirt.
Yeah.
He has his blue shirt that has no blood on, and then he takes his blue shirt off, and there's blood all across his red, his
maybe
white
he
shirt.
Just has open sores from like baboon mite bites or something.
Yeah, so what happens in the scene is they're rolling in the baboon from after the experiment, and Sam, our protagonist, or aka gay Luke Skywalker. Well, Luke Skywalker actually is gay. So Mark Hamill's gay, right?
I don't think so, but sure, I'll go with that.
No, he's not.
Are you sure?
No.
All right. Well,
Joker's not gay.
I'm pretty sure he is. We'll look into that later.
Harley Quinn's gonna be so disappointed.
He's talking to they let him know, like, they did the surgery on the baboon, and he's like, I was teaching him, I was training him, why did you guys do that? And he's like super pissed, and the baboon instantly just fucking gets fired up and just starts ready to wreck the room. The baboon is the best thing of this entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had a live baboon in this movie.
I was pissed,
and
I never noticed before how emotive baboon eyebrows are.
Yeah, that baboon was
all their muscle masses in there.
Dude, they're like borderline fucking like chameleon eyes. Like they just did all this fucking stuff, and like he would like tell stories with his fucking eyebrows. I'm like whoa,
I
look at
kill
this
you.
Guy.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna eat your fucking face off.
I will blood you. I'll bleed you all. That's basically what he wanted to do. And that baboon was so great. I mean, he could have won an Oscar for this. in my opinion. And so the baboon's freaking out, and they're all losing their minds, and Sam, our protagonist, he sedates him with a stick and a, you know, he's got a tranquilizer gun on it, and he tranks him, and the professor comes in, he's like, what the hell happened? And he's like, well, the baboon just went baboon-tastic, and we don't know what to do, so we put him down. And he's like, all right, we'll just kill him then. Basically, yeah. That's what
over ODM on that stuff. You
ODM
just gave
on
him.
The trank sauce, and Sam's like, I don't want to do it.
I just trained him how to sit.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah,
and he's like, I was training him. Oh man, I don't want to kill him. And there's a weird scene where he goes like in the cupboard and he gets the tranquilizer, and then somebody's talking
Richard.
To him.
Richard, I thought wasn't it?
Yeah,
Richard?
It was Richard.
Yeah, Richard, because he couldn't do it.
Right. Well, yeah. No, Richard's talking to him, and he's like, and he grabs another piece of medicine that's a separate tranquilizer, and he's like, and he goes to put the baboon down, and Richard tells him, that's when Richard tells him, he's like, hey man, you can't do this, I'll take care of it, don't worry about it. So he like happily injects the baboon, he's like all happy about it, he's like, fuck you baboon, fuck your baboon ways and your baboon
dude,
life.
It's he was really creepy with it, like, oh, he closed the door and he was all,
yeah
baboon,
you
you're fucking
this.
Dead now, bitch,
you're gonna get this shit, I'm gonna you. Motherfucker.
Like, just got this fucking so, creepy shit-eating smile and stuff.
He
I was
shoots
like,
the baboon up with the drugs, and he's gonna cremate the baboon's body. And the professor comes in, and he's like, yeah, you can't... Don't cremate the body. Don't do that. Like, I need to perform an autopsy on him. I want to see how the pills affected him. And so Richard's like, okay, well, you know, I'll leave it alone. I'll just lock him in here. But we see the baboon's hand, his grisly little furry hand, is moving a little bit. And Richard, in his great peripheral vision, is like, I see that hand moving. And he's like, man, I'm not trusting this baboon 1 minute. So he closes the door as slow as
not, it doesn't. His eyes never break away from the baboon, from that lump of baboon on the table.
Oh man, he has a hard time closing.
Closes
that door.
The door and still looks through the little window in the door.
Oh yeah, he's like,
you know, he's pulling one over on me.
And he gets,
and then
he
starts backing away from the window, still looking into the baboon.
And his girlfriend shows up and she's pissed off, and he's like,
and he's all horny from hanging out with baboon all day.
Well, she says like they start getting fresh, and she's like, you hang out with too many monkeys. I'm like, ah, monkey business is going on here. And I was like,
even though a baboon is an ape and not
whatever.
In the monkey family.
But who am I to say what his girlfriend Laura knows about the
ways of the
fucking
animal kingdom?
Laura. Exactly. Oh, man. So what happens next here? Richard's girlfriend's there. Oh, yeah, they start necking. And I captured this one little sound that they make when they're making out because I just, dude... If I need to get this just little sound. Oh,
yeah. I like how you tried to type
every,
it out.
Every time I'm ever having any sort of intercourse, I want to hear this sound right here.
Come no, this on, is super Richie. Gay fun
don't
time
know,
again.
I know, okay?
Come on, you got to answer, man. Just answer.
You did the
okay,
wrong one.
Three. Oh, dang it. Wrong. Next okay, one. Okay, next one, next one, next one.
Have I?
Here it is.
Wait, have I?
Ooh. Ooh.
Gross.
It sounds like she just had something put into her butt. And she was not ready for it. Like, he just put a finger right in her ass.
It was kind of like a happy, hurdy surprise.
Alright, yep. Yeah, well, I'll do all that. So anyhow, then what happens after this? Sam shows up and he's talking about how Richard's going to be playing the game together. And his little sister had admitted to Richard that they were playing, so she's like, "Oh, it's my fault." And she's playing the princess.
Topanga.
Topanga's. We'll just call her Topanga. She's playing the princess. And Skywalker shows up, and he's like, "Well, yeah, you know, he doesn't want Richard playing the game. He tries to cock block him there." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, we're playing this super nerdy game tonight." And his girlfriend gets bent out of shape and fucking floors out of the room. Right?
Right after she says,
she does another one of the in the butts here. It sounds something like this.
Have I?
I just need to turn that up a little bit so you can hear it better. That's right. They decide they are all going to meet somewhere, right?
In the break room?
In the break room. And they all go down there. And Sam is talking about how angry he is because he browned his shorts. I'm like, you made me brown your shirt. My shorts.
Everybody
the
thought guy that
had
was
the mask on.
Yeah. Funniest fucking line ever.
I know I didn't grab it.
Of course not.
Yeah, because everybody laughed way too fucking hard at that one.
They're like, whoa.
You just said you pooed. But you didn't. Some of these, you know. It was like a joke.
Yeah, it smoked out. At the end of that. And,
smash the joint into the pepper.
They decide they're going to start betting on the game. And they all put 500 down.
These people do not look like they got that much cash on them.
Dude, interns don't. I'm sorry.
Well, Greg, the black guy, is like, I don't have that kind of money.
I thought that was a really awesome stereotype.
So I would have been making some side money selling baboon meat to the Koreans. The shops.
Fresh
baboon.
Got some shakma here for you, bro. You want some? And so they do that. And then Steve's girlfriend drops him off. Like, they're waiting around for Steve for days. Finally drops him off and says, look, just check back in 3 hours.
Richard. Yeah, he's a dick, remember?
Yeah, sorry, he's a dick. And he's like, it'll be done. This is so stupid. And I don't even understand why
is Steve
he's
your default
this.
Dick name?
What?
Is Steve your personal default dick name?
I put it in there. I work. And the professor tells Dick to go back to the... That's right. To go to the fifth floor and turn off all lights. Because he was supposed to be the guy that was setting everything up. And because he's the bad guy, so he knows...
So he doesn't just turn off all the lights. He goes to the fucking power box and like flips all the breakers.
Everything off. Yeah, he turns everything off. And he hadn't turned off the lights.
So that's why they can't like plug anything in or use any phones or fucking call out because all the power's off in all the different sections and stuff.
Right, and he smartly tells the professor, "Well, I left the lights on the fifth floor just because there's so much expensive equipment up there. I don't think we should be playing fucking your D&D role playing game up there." He's like, "No, of course we do. We have to be playing up there." And he's like,
see, right. The only, like, this is one of the big problems I had with this was, okay, they're in a super, like, tech facility where they do animal testing and all this kind of stuff, and they're locking themselves in. They can't get out. Like,
right.
That's just a really fucking bad idea. Just for the sake of a fucking game, like, at least leave yourself a fucking exit somewhere. Like, the game does not need to be that fucking strict.
It's a very hardcore D&D.
Dude, come on.
System, bro. And then at that point, we do see Chakra get up and start killing all the animals.
Chakra.
Chakma.
Shakira?
Chakra's
Shakira.
Too.
Shakira the baboon.
Shaking her ass.
Shaking her fucking big fat red ass.
So Chakma is on the fifth floor where he's going to turn the lights on. And we see a little scene where Chakma busts out, still alive. And we just see, like, animals screaming and then blood going up against windows.
That was pretty cool.
So then...
I wonder
then,
who got it first.
Probably the kitty.
Dude, he did not... He didn't fuck with a chimp, and I thought that was really awesome. Because a chimp would have fucked him up.
He wants
chimp
something would have fucked him up. He needs something easy to fuck later.
Yeah, there you go.
By weight, chimps are, like, the fucking strongest mammals on the planet.
I think that fucking baboon would have served it.
Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen
that chimp did look pretty sedated.
Have you ever seen that?
That's because the baboon got it on fucking drugs so he can pivot out later.
Jason, have you seen that gif where where that chimp, that raccoon goes into the chimp lair and gets tossed by one, like, so it's at a zoo. This raccoon finds his way into this chimp lair. And he gets tossed by one of the chimps. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's really
you've seen the chimp frog mouth rape, right?
Yes.
God, that's so terrible.
So brutal.
Gross.
It's so brutal, dude. Let me see. Okay, I believe this is it.
Put it on the main monitor, bro. Stuff.
I'm just trying to get it in full screen.
That gif. I just caught the ass end of it.
Okay.
Get out of here, punk.
Okay, if you want to know what it is, it's called Chimp for Raccoon. You want to find
that Donkey Kong versus fucking what's the little raccoon thief sly game or whatever?
What the hell was that? Bandicoot? No, this isn't Bandicoot.
No, there was the one where he's like the little sneaky spot.
Fucking,
yeah, and he's like a little thief.
I remember.
No, that's not that either. What? Crash Bandicoot or something?
No, it came out after Crash. It was a. They only made like two of them. Yeah, like 10 years ago, probably.
I don't remember. So what happens next in the movie here? I'll keep looking for this silly gif.
That was the one, though, right? It's just a shorter one.
No. Yeah, this. Hang on. Let me restart this. This is my favorite gif of all time with this fucking...
Right? That's your favorite. It doesn't really do good for a podcast, but... Yeah.
Well, it'll be fine.
You might want to put it when you say the new episode, just put this gif with it.
Yeah,
I will. I'll put it in there. So it's basically raccoon throws... or chimp throws raccoon into space. So here it is, check this out.
Excellent.
That's his shit.
That's pretty long. Damn, he's hitting warp speed.
In the different. Oh man, that shit fucking killed me, man. I can watch that over and over. Okay, we're done.
Oh man.
Okay, so I don't know if I can get back on track here because that makes me laugh so hard when he's flying through the continuum. The Tron like colors come by. It just shows his face spinning around so fast.
All right,
that's good stuff. Back on track.
He's lucky that fucking monkey all did was fucking toss it backwards instead of like beating the fuck out of it against a rock.
Right? Just grab it by a leg and be all
wop.
Yeah, they get brutal for sure. So they lock up the building. Nobody's getting out. We talked about that. And then they get into their starting position. So every character has a starting position and a character, RP character, that they're given that they play. Like some people are giants, elves, etc. And
they don't actually know what they are, though.
They do when they get to their starting position. They learn what they are. But
the girl didn't know what she was until later.
She just didn't read correctly. They were given their identities, and then they were supposed to just... They weren't supposed to give this information to the other people in the group.
Mm.
So, then Steve's sister, or Dick's sister, She's the princess. Dick and she's
Fister.
Up there.
Sister Fister.
Dick's Sister Fister. She's up there, and she is the person that they have to save. And
she has a surprise for Sam.
Yeah, she has a huge lady boner for Sam. She's like, she's ready to go.
Yeah.
And they get started, and I'm thinking the whole time, like, this would be a blast, like, if we could organize
them. Figure out exactly what their game was, I would play the fuck out of that. Oh, it
would be so fun.
We take Shocker to that place next to
Shockmanco,
that fucking little... gamer spot they have there. And say, what the fuck are they playing, man?
Just talk Shockman in there and kill everybody? That's what would happen.
Use that guy's
dagger. Have you ever seen them play Wii out on the fucking, out on the wall? On the wall facing Winco?
Yeah.
They'll play Wii, like Mario Kart and shit like that out there. On the fucking wall. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Sweet.
Sometimes I get super pissed that I have to go to work in the middle of the night and I watch them all playing in there. I'm like, fuck.
I want
to
play games.
This is weak.
Fucking magic!
I'd rather sit around with a bunch of assholes playing fucking dumbass card games than go to work.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
the hacker dude, I can't remember what his name is at this point. The gay hacker guy, the weird hacker dude.
So any hacker
who created the game, which is weird.
He created the computer program.
So, yeah, he has an algorithm or something that's doing all this, but he's like having so much fun. Oh, his name's Bradley. And he goes to room 414, and they have to ask the game master, like, can I have a key for this? And they're like, yeah, you have 4 keys left. And the game master is like,
okay. No one in that whole movie said 4 keys left. It's always been 3 or 2.
Okay,
one.
Wow. Well,
4 was never
said. I thought they started with 5. He
started with 4.
No way he didn't.
Okay, so, anyway, so he wants to go into room 414, and the game master sees that Dick, Richard, not Dick, is in that 414 room, and he's like, well, you're dead, because he plays the beast or the demon that they need to hide from. Then the
actually, there's a way you can fight the demon, but the dude didn't even know he was in there or have.
Yeah, he didn't know he was in there. He was just going with his luck, and he goes in there, and what they've done is they've written like clues on chalkboards that say like, okay, here's a clue, and to go to your next room.
Then you have to call the game master and find out if you answered the clue right.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever.
It's really cool. Like, it would be a blast to do if it was set up correctly. And but for whatever reason, I do know what reason. Richard hides under the table, pretends he's not in the room, so he can get a clue because he wants the game to end quicker, so he can go nail his girlfriend. And so the game master's all pissed at him. He's like, "What are you doing?"
And wouldn't the game end faster if he loses?
No, because somebody has to get to the princess.
Yeah, so somebody, in order the quicker somebody wins.
So he was just giving him the clue to find the next room to go to keep moving up into the game. And he lets him move on or whatever. And Bradley, the guy, he like goes into his next room and he scores like these immobilizing crystals. And then he hears something, and he's like, oh, I think I...
And those are what you can fight the demon with.
Yeah, and he's like, I think I hear the demon to the game master.
Actually, the immobilizing crystals are glitter.
Yeah. God damn it. And you can't avoid the glitter. And he's like, well, I'm going to go into the specimen room. And he's talking to the game master. He's like, yeah, game master, I got this. And I have some of that audio, because I thought it was kind of funny. So let's listen to that.
Dude, please, yeah, because it's creepy.
I've got the clue, and I'm going to try.
What's the other one?
Wait a second. I think I just heard Nemesis. I'm going into the specimen room. Over.
Oh, Bradley. Where did you say you were going? Over.
The specimen room. I think Nemesis is hiding.
Why the hell are you whispering? You're not gonna catch the beast unguarded. He's gonna fight you whether if you sneak up on him or not.
What happened?
He's being all sensual and talking quiet.
Wait, I don't know why he does that. Why is he so sexual about this?
You're not gonna surprise him and win the fight.
I was very happy when he died because I was starting to feel like he
wanted. You were getting a boner a little bit? You're like, oh man.
Awkward.
This guy's turning me on. Quite a lot. Then he grabs his immobilizing dust and he goes into the room. And he's like, I don't know why I didn't grab this, but he says, hello, demon, and give queer. And he just or query, I think is what he says. And he just tosses the dust into the room, and he's like, what the fuck, baboon? And baboon just fucking, there's all the cages, all he finds all the animal cages, they're all covered in gore and blood, except for the chimp, and then the baboon's there and just fucking attacks his ass. That baboon's so angry, jumps his shit.
Oof. After a long conversation with brutal. Him using only his eyebrows.
Exactly. Well, they had a few stare-offs.
Yeah.
And there was some LARP going on there.
Monkey. Yeah, that monkey's all, or that ape is all, if I don't kill him now, this guy's gonna fuck me good. So I just jumped him.
He's looking at my sweet ass.
He's all, if I don't jump his bones, he'll certainly jump mine. So I'm gonna exactly. kill this guy. So then after that, it's just bloodless.
For sure. Dude, the entire baboon thing is just bloodlust the whole time. Like, he goes nuts. I love it. So the GM tells Richard on the walkie-talkie, he's like, you need to change rooms because he's already found you, and for whatever reason, like, he said he was asleep, and, like, you need to go somewhere else. He's also worried about Bradley because he's like, I don't know what's going on with his transmission or his, you know, I can't hear him on the walkie-talkie, so... Why are you changing rooms? Go
because see somehow if you can find the him. Baboon in his attack on him broke his little tiny his broke transmitter.
Like, yeah,
when he died, like
his transmitter was off. Like a little hard ass metal thing. I don't know how the baboon
just blipped off. Like he died basically. It was like
what the thing was connected to his heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason,
this is fucking hardcore LARPing right there.
And the other, and for other reason, when the other one was, he thought was laying down, the icon was like flat. Did you notice that? It also tells when you're upright or not. So like, wake up, you fool! Awesome. I'm gonna wait. Love it. What?
Yeah, that's some pretty techie programming for fucking 1990. Super tech.
So the baboon now is like covered in blood, and like. He's like hanging out with his little.
His hair looks so great the whole time.
Yeah, he has like this little monkey toy he loves, and he's like hanging out and cuddling it. And Richard,
I think that's why he didn't kill the chimp, because his monkey toy is a chimp.
Yeah, possible. So Richard hears, you know, he's going up there and he starts moving towards the direction of these noises he's hearing, and he finds this, you know, blood soaked walkie talkie, and for whatever reason, he doesn't just fucking haul ass out of there in the first place. Like, he needs to keep investigating and, like, slowly moving against walls like a fucking nerd. And he finds the body of Bradley, and he's like, he starts panicking. And he sees fucking Shockma going nuts over in the corner. They make eye contact. And he's like, no, Shockma! He
runs under the closet.
Yeah, he runs to a closet. And he runs into this, you know, basically a supply closet. And he finds some acid.
Boric acid.
Yeah, and his idea, and while I was watching this, I'm like, I already know what's gonna happen, man. Come on, really?
The fucking so monkey's gonna attack him, and it's gonna splash in his own face.
So he takes the acid out of the bottle, and he pours it into a cup, just like a serving cup, and he goes out.
It's a beaker. There.
And, well, yeah, and he goes out there, and he's like ready to splash the acid on Shockma, our beautiful beast Shockma. Shockma knows what's up. Fucking. Just like, what, bitch? Shows up, just pushes his ass over. Doesn't even have to kill him. All of the acid flies through his face and starts burning his skull and brains out. And he is losing his goddamn mind. Shockma, the strategist that this baboon is, already knows that's one more enemy down. He doesn't have to worry about.
Yeah, he bounces at that point.
Yeah, he'll get back to him, eat him a little bit later.
After that acid is nullified.
Yep. And
he brings back some baking powder, pours it on the corpse.
No, the acid eventually dilutes by, like, eating enough flesh, you know what I mean?
So then we see Sam's girlfriend, Tracy. She's doing something. She's using, like, they run into each other. She looks like
an Elizabeth Shue, kind of.
Yeah. A little bit. And Sam and
a lot of chicks in 1990 look like Elizabeth Shue.
Pants all the way up to their belly button, man. And she runs into Sam and she uses the spell to like read his notes. And she's like, "You don't got shit. This is stupid." He hadn't
written anything down.
Yeah, and Sam, he's like, "Oh, he just drew a dick, like in his got a monster penis." And so he starts wanting to get fresh with her all of a sudden.
Yeah, and, that was really random because you didn't really know anything about them having.
No, I know. It was like, they're just like, well, let's do this.
You're just
like,
all, since we're in this room, why don't you just submit, bitch?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm a giant and you're an elf. Like, let's do this. Like,
that was really funny. She's all, oh, I'm an elf.
Yeah. So, so then you see the professor, he decides, he's like, fuck this. I don't know what's going on. I have now two people that aren't answering me over the walkie-talkies. Right.
And he's convinced that Richard is just sleeping, even though he just told him to leave, and he watched him like his little icon leave.
But he wouldn't listen. Okay, so wake up. The professor has some valid points there, because the same thing happened when Bradley went in, and he was supposed to be the beast to kill him in the first place, and the guy said, "I'm sleeping." So at this point, the professor's thinking, you know, this guy's fucking with us. He's not playing the game right. He's just being a douchebag. So I'm gonna go find out what's going on. So he heads up to check on whatever this guy's doing. He finds fucking bloody baboon tracks all over the place. Now, if you see that, that may be your first, you know, thought to be like,
he actually did almost as much eyebrow emoting as the fucking baboon did. That guy was all about.
He definitely was playing second banana to the baboon.
Yeah, but he did so much shit with his eyebrows. He was just always like quizzical. Like,
oh yeah, remind me a little bit of
his one term of Bill acting Nye. Class.
Remind me of Bill Nye, like that, the science guy.
Really?
Oh, not the other Bill Nye.
No, the
Bill actually Nye. My pastor when I was a kid was named Bill Nye. Bill Nye. Well, it's like the exact opposite of the famous Bill Nye.
They're probably brothers. They're cousins.
So after he finds these two bodies, the professor decides, you know, he's gonna get the fuck out, and he's an idiot because he left the elevator open. He used the key to keep the elevator open so he can get back to it quicker, and he runs to the elevator. He's like, smartly, like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So he just runs to the elevator, but he's trying to close the doors, and he had the key in there to keep him open, and Shockma's there, and they make eye contact, and Shockma's like, well, you're here, you're getting wrecked. Shockma's great prowess takes him over instantly, and the professor is dead. Like, Shockma's...
Well, the professor was kind of old.
Right, but Shockma...
Fucking Roddy McDowell's old ass.
Shockma is badass, though, at this point. I mean, at this... I don't know about you guys, but at this point of the movie, I was rooting for Shockma. I'm like, especially because they're using a real baboon, I'm like, I don't want to see that real baboon get hurt. Like, they're freaking him out.
You have glitter on your nose. It's distracting me.
I just let him go. I've been watching it. I was just giggling.
I've been doing rails of fucking glitter. God damn it. So,
I was going to let him sit there like a moron all night.
No, you...
And no, it just keeps glinting right now. Yeah, I'm like, dude, is this nose sweating? No, that's glitter.
It's nose sweat, bro. Don't touch it. Damn it, Kate. Okay, so what happens next? Yeah, it's totally threw me off here.
Glitter?
Yeah, well, they all do lines of glitter. It's all over their nose.
No, so the professor gets stuck in the door of the... So even if the elevator did get turned back on, it can't go anywhere because the door won't close and the professor's stuck halfway in it.
Because Shockma's breath of power killed them all.
Yeah. And so they start getting a little confused about what's going on after their sexy time's over. Sam and what's her face?
What's
the girl's name?
No, what's happened when
Elfie, I believe.
Elfie. When he's trying to get his dick wet, he's about to put it in, he's just getting the tip ready. It's ready to go in.
Without untucking his shirt.
That's amazing.
He doesn't need an untucking shirt. He just needs to undo the zipper. That's how they did it back in the 80s. In that early 90s.
If their shirt was too long, they just put a hole in it. But you never noticed because they're always tucked in.
He was ready to go for it. But then he hears Shockma's great call, the baboon cry.
And he could tell that call anywhere.
And he recognizes it. So he heads off. He goes, we got to go find Shockma. He's up to no good.
Or he has a turtle head poking. I can't tell until I see him.
So they make for the stairs post haste, and they make for the
elevator, but then they figure out that something's stuck in the door, but from being a floor above. They're like, elevator, what happened to... they push the button, and they wait literally, like, fucking 2 seconds.
Oh, there must be a corpse in the
door. No! There's a corpse in the door! We well, gotta go.
He's, like, listening. He's like, yep, that's a corpse in the door. They're like, we gotta run for the stairs. And so they go up the stairs, and... okay, so there's something that's weirded me out about Sam here and his affinity for the stairs. He loved bringing bodies into those stairs.
Yeah. Dude, he was a he was trying to keep
them from fucking getting chowed, or he wanted to use it for bait later, so he brought them with him.
Yeah.
The one body he brought in there, I think he just knew that he was going to have to use it for a doorstop at some point.
Just for other questions, why did the professor have a Ouija board on the back of the shelf? Was he talking to, like... baboon's past it. With it
of baboon's past.
No, it was sitting up right in the back of his fuck on a shelf.
Or they were like,
we thought he was a man of science.
Nope, he's a man of fucking magic.
What is that? What does a ghost baboon sound like? Is it?
I don't know. It just draws out words.
Okay, so if you were to make baboon sounds, it'd be ooh ooh ooh. No, but if you were to make a ghost sound,
that's not a baboon sound. Baboons just screech.
Okay, but we'll say ape then. But then if you make a ghost sound, it's... ooh. So how do you make a...
well, what does audio have anything to do with a Ouija board? That's why the Ouija board's there. Just fucking scrounges around.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out what a ghost ape would sound like.
If it nothing.
Was just like, what does a regular ghost sound like?
They would have been blessed by the great baboon for speaking, and they would talk to you.
Damn you.
Baboon religion.
It brings up a lot of questions.
Baboonism.
Ryan's new name for this podcast is not organ donor, it's Sparkles.
I don't know what to say about any of that. So what happens next though? Well, Gary's on the okay, so Sam he goes to check out the fourth floor, right?
Fifth.
Yeah, fifth, easy.
Yeah.
Princess is on sixth.
Wait, and fifth, he's still with his girlfriend.
Fifth floor is where all the death happened first.
And he tells her, this is one line that confused me. He says, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, call security. I was like,
what security?
What fucking security?
And how do you call him?
Security!
Out the window.
Out of the fucking, the random... air vents that goes directly outside with no fucking window.
Right.
So I'm going to see a bitch to heat that place.
Oh, man.
Or to cool it even, I guess.
No, for sure. And I was... dude, so that line kind of cracked me up a little bit, so bear with me.
And then he goes really and finds the bodies. Shit. And the best fucking... the best...
did you see that
found right corpse reaction scene? See the
fucking
scene?
Piece right here?
Yes, there's tons of it. That's why I'm calling him Sparkles.
The more you use your hands, the more you're going to spread the disease.
I don't know how to not spread the disease.
Like, how about...
okay. Well, let
that
me
way
try
you're
that.
Not using
okay.
your fucking...
I'm going to use my shirt right now. I have glitter all over my face because Gabe bought me a birthday present that he decided would...
glitter bomb.
...cover in glitter. It's
this
all over me.
Looks good.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Little did you know, you just made it worse because Gabe filled the inside of your shirt with glitter too.
Oh! His mustache. Oh, his mustache. You see that? We found his lip. Looks like he just blew Ricky Martin. He just fucking gave Ricky Martin a rusty trombone.
Ricky Martin has a glittery butthole. Right, so anyways.
Yeah, he probably eats that fucking, what's that shit called?
Glitter.
No, the gold
glitter donut.
You get the gold
glitter.
Gold?
No, it's gold glitter. It's real gold, and you buy it
and
you eat
it
with food. Sparkly. And when you shit, it's fucking bling. It's real crap, and it's out there.
I've heard of it. Yeah,
heard it too.
And it's makes real,
you okay, gold. So yeah. We get to can we get no, to no, the no. How awesome all of Sam's fucking corpse finding faces are.
Yeah, he gets real upset.
He gets fucking awesomely overly upset every time, and like looks like he's gonna vomit.
Yeah,
but they draw the. It's not even really him. It's just how that long they draw the scenes of him reacting.
If you notice, all his
corpses.
Reaction ones are total textbook acting class.
Oh yeah,
everything
sure.
Like
this one.
Yeah,
and then like a little bit of like
palms
a little
and the eyes.
And he looked. They tried to make him look like Luke Skywalker, and it made me think about when Luke Skywalker finds his aunt and uncle dead, and he's like, "No." I'm like, "All right,
God, that's yeah. How do people not realize what a fucking what a weak spot Luke Skywalker was in fucking?
He was pretty bad
in Star Trek or Star Wars.
We also miss a part though when Gary, when they're in the stairwell. Gary's the black guy, and he's going up through the stairwell, but he still thinks the game.
God, you are so racist, kid.
I never remembered had Kieran his name.
He thinks the game is still going on, so they're calling up to him, and he's like, no, they're trying to trick me to put a spell on me or something. And so he just keeps moving up the stairs.
He keeps calling the professor, or the professor to...
Yeah, and he doesn't have any... He's like, God damn it, they're tricking me. There's some sort of spell that's not working here. And it's ridiculous. So he needs clues, like Superbad. So, Shockma. I mean, that's what he's doing.
Man, you're fucking not smoking this shit.
No, and so Shockma shows up, and Sam's on the floor with Shockma, and they get like a FaceTime, like, and Shockma and Sam are like, no. And Sam tries to use his Jedi mind trick for a minute, but his girlfriend doesn't know how to use, like, any of the doors, and she's super confused, and she pushes the door closed and opens it. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
That, there's so many. Okay, so she.
There's a lot of shit with doors.
Do you know the one thing about the doors and all this shit? All of them would be dead within maybe 20 minutes if that place was carpeted. Because if that baboon could get purchased with his foot against those doors, he would have been in and out of every place and like that. Because he would just ram it and then he would just skip.
Did you see how they did it, though? Like, some of those doors were really solid when they just open it and then, like, they do the fucking scene. It's like they switched the doors.
Yeah.
Like, they would, like, some of them were, like, big, heavy doors when they're just opening them normally. But as soon as Shockma got there, they turned into, like, these wobbly wooden doors. Yeah. And well, I'm like, what the
interior fuck? Doors all
hollowed out. It depended, too, because they actually said that, like, in the movie they said Shockma can't get past certain doors.
Yeah, because they're too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stairwell doors too heavy or whatever. But, like, even all the other ones, like, they were, like, heavy medical establishment doors. Yeah, I took
the staircase they're using the whole time. Down two stairs and out the door.
Yeah. But they were locked in.
Is that bulletproof glass? Just fucking smash out.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers style.
Shockma.
His head.
I don't even know.
I think Shockma has
Shockma can fucking leap through shit.
Oh, yeah. Right. He's a beast. He's truly. But, okay, so Sam and his girlfriend, they find this light. That it's supposed to be some super...
Yeah, that was
a really out of the weakest thing ever.
That worked super awesome.
I have a stronger light on my phone.
So they're like, this is super-powered strobing blinding light.
It'll blind him for a second.
Yeah, like the strobe.
Literally, like, it blinded him for like a quarter of a fucking second.
It was like a nanosecond. It's a blink.
Like, we get a huge part of the story of them like putting this thing together, like... Well, it's not huge.
Yeah, and you think it's going to be like their fucking weapon for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
It got three charges and it's useless.
Yeah. It's completely ineffective against the baboon whatsoever. Nothing. They tried to use it two times and I was like, what? That didn't do anything.
And so they throw it at him. Dude,
he just skids it towards him. I don't get it. That thing didn't fucking burn.
Yeah, they really built that up. I was like, this is going to be like their fucking. They like figured it out. Like,
60
this
is going to hold them power. Off.
No, this is not at all like fucking Luigi's Mansion.
No, yeah, exactly. It's not like when what's his name? What was that? Is in Signs?
Oh,
finds out that water is the alien's like weakest link. They got like, oh, this is gonna be it. And that's what I liked about this though. I was like, dude, we can totally blind him with this light, and they're like. Blind you, baboon. He's like, fuck you. It fucked his life. It didn't even affect him.
No.
Yeah, not at all. I think it might have pissed him off more, actually.
Sunlight probably would have fucked up worse than that.
Dude, it was so bizarre that they kept that in the movie.
He's all, I've lived underneath these fucking crap-ass tube lights my whole life. You think I give a shit about your fucking 1920s circa flash bulb?
I know. Now, we get to this weird thing where...
I just want to know how she came up with that plan. Like, what did she know about baboons? Hey, she was just like...
So then,
if you work long enough around baboons, you make contingency plans.
Well, then it actually gets even weirder because they run away from the baboon.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide that they have... Like, they're in the stairwell, which the baboon can't get through.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, this is the body dragging part. He's like, well... We have to go grab them. we have to go grab Richard. And they already have the doc in there.
Yeah. Like, well, didn't she say she thought his hand moved or something?
Yeah.
Whatever, bitch.
It's like, I think I saw his hand move.
That's because a fucking baboon was inside his fucking cadaver, chowing down on his fucking innards, probably.
So, he brings up this plan to be like, okay, to his girlfriend, can you imagine, there's a, this is what you say to your girlfriend, there's a killer baboon on the loose in a scientific lab where they've been injecting his baboon brain with some sort of
super pissed off juice.
Juice. And, okay, so here's what we're going to do. You're going to distract him, and I'm going to go get the body that we don't know is alive. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
why can't I
she
get
goes for it.
And, no, she was all, why can't I get it? So I don't think you could pull him. So she tried to get out of it, and he wouldn't let her.
Totally right. He's like, well, why can't I just do it? And you distract him. He's like, you couldn't carry that body. Like, totally like, all right. And so
you make better bait, lady.
So then the next scene is just her just coming out, like, all slowly, like, Chakma, like, Chakma, where are you? And she gets, this is the scene where he starts chasing her, and yeah. She goes into the bathroom.
Uh-uh.
No?
It's not the bathroom.
No, it's like a
that's
little door. Yeah, the bathroom's way later.
This is where she sneaks into the room, and then she sneaks into that fucking
and then she accidentally fucking locks herself out of the room that she's hiding in.
She's hiding in this room, and she opens the door, and she goes to jump out, and then shotgun's there, so she tries to go back in the room, and she locks herself out.
So she pretty much hides inside of a crate.
Yeah,
we see Shockma destroying half this fucking place, but she's gonna get in this flimsy ass wooden crate.
She's made out of fucking wicker.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of weird,
it's
like
press board and fucking
like old
glue.
Grandma's liquor cabinet.
Yeah,
and she's like hiding it, and he's just busting
like
into
a day
it.
Desk.
And so Sam like calls attraction to her or to Shockma. He's like, Shockma, come over here, and tricks Shockma into going into this room. Okay, so when I was watching this scene, so Sam's in this room with the door open. He goes, Shockma! Like, making all this noise. And Shockma starts chasing him. And it's a room that he's in, so with two doors.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, so what he's going to do, he's going to trick Shockma to come into the room and then run out the other door and then close it. But he never closes the first door.
He would have had it trapped in this little room.
Yeah. He could have closed both of them and then fucking...
Right.
And he could have done that even after that. He could have fucking got the bodies, got everyone back out, and then went back in there and redid that exact same thing.
So Shockma chases him into the room. Sam runs around and runs out the other door and then closes that door. So Shockma's like, fuck, I guess I gotta go back to the... Shockma's smarter than him in this. He's like, I gotta go back to the door to get out. But it gives him just enough time to get his girlfriend out of the grandma's basket. And then they start running away. And then, where do they run to? Right back into the hall, into the stairway.
Yep.
And like, what do we do now? Like, well, we
let's
got
go
two
home.
Dead bodies.
There, they should have just went home.
Yeah. Well,
this is out of control, and we need to get out of here.
Oh,
and
at least go to the
field.
Roof. And just lock yourself up there for the night. Something. Because, okay, so I can understand why they couldn't leave, because all the doors were locked. And the professor said, nobody gets out until we're done with the game. And we still have the princess up at the top floor.
Fuck that bitch.
I like that scene, though, when that whole thing was going on. I actually have that when Sam's talking to Shockma, this crazy fucking baboon. And it sounds like this.
Just like this.
Shockma! Shockma, Shockma! Stay! Stay, Shockma! Stay! Leave it!
Did you notice the way the movie spelled like
leave it was as good as his girlfriend in the boxes? Leave it.
Notice the movie spelled Shockma differently than they had Shockma spelled on the on the medical chart?
Oh, everything was
so Shockma weird. Was spelled Shokma on the fucking medical chart, but the movie was Shakma.
Yeah, that was a part of that in the trivia and IMDb. But it was funny that, like, he's talking to this crazed baboon that's been injected in their brain with some sort of inhibitor to make him more aggressive, like a dog. He's like, leave it. Sit. Leave it. Shockma, come here. Like, none of this is working, guy. So I appreciate that. So anyways, let's move on. What happens after that? They get away, and they argue a bit about, in the stairwell about what they need to do. And he has the idea to go to the lower level and break a window and then go for help. And they decide that one of them is going to do that, and the other person is going to go try to find Gary. And so they go off.
Because Gary's still fucking clueless.
Yeah, point. Gary's just still running around trying to get clues and win the wizarding game of Dungeons & Dragons LARP. And Sam...
Gary's kind of fucking stupid.
So Gary's not 100% there. I mean, he's all the way in the game, and I can appreciate that. And this is a little track. We'll play another one here of Sam trying to get Gary's attention.
Gary, come on out! It's an emergency. The game's over. Gary, this isn't a trick. Come on out!
Gary's not even on that floor. He's Gary! Just yelling.
Like that when he's yelling it.
He's so mad.
Gary's not there.
You're
correct. Yeah, he's like on a totally different
floor. God, it's getting cold in here all of a sudden. Jesus Christ, my balls are freezing off. What's going on?
It's those new bondage shorts, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta wear some shorts under him.
Yeah, dude, stop being so mean. Don't be a Shockman, bro.
I know, well, if I was Shockman, I'd be just eating everybody's skulls out right now.
You'd be fucking...
Oh, so what happens next? Okay, let's get through this. Shockma, basically, Gary doesn't trust anybody, and he's like, I don't know, I need to win the $500 bet, and he doesn't give a fuck. And he heads up to the fifth level, and he uses the elevator, which blows my mind, because they had taken the body out, so he uses the elevator.
Yeah.
And so right when he goes to the elevator, now...
I see a gore of blood everywhere.
He's going to fucking floor 6 from floor 4. But it should skip 5, except Shockma starts pushing the elevator buttons.
Shockma, fucking beast. Shockma, and this is the best thing, is that it's not even like a puppet hand. They actually show a shot of this baboon hitting the elevator button.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. That was great. Like, yeah. No puppets, nothing. Like, they got this baboon to hit this elevator button, and it stops. He eats the fuck out of Gary, kills the shit out of him.
Oh, dude, and fucking girl, what's her face? What is her name?
Tracy.
Just sits there and watches until Shockma's done.
And then runs away.
Yeah.
And then Shockma turns around and he's like...
Like, she waits until Shockma finishes killing Gary, looks up and blood's dripping off his jaws, and then she decides to run off. That's like a full fucking, like... 40 seconds she had to run somewhere.
Well, Shockma is one badass baboon, too. He would have caught her anyways. In my opinion.
Yeah, but so, she could have stamped it off for a minute.
She tries to... Seconds. What does she try to do? She tries
to... runs to the bathroom.
The bathroom. She goes into the bathroom.
She's holding the door closed and Shockman's on the other side. And
so this is just a push
They're doing
door.
The same oh, fucking yeah, scene dude. That they've done a million so times brutal. With them holding a door closed.
And Shockma just going nuts
bashing
them. And she's shit. Baboon in real time just trying
raging.
To...
Dude, he does some awesome fucking shoulder throws and shit.
Awesome shit. Batman's the best part of this movie. And so she takes this trash can. I like that scene where she takes this trash can and she thinks, like, I'm like, is she going to put it up against the door? And she doesn't. She's like grabbing this trash can. And I didn't know what she was trying to even do with it.
I don't either. I think she was just trying to slow Shockma down for a second.
By putting this empty ass trash can in front of the door.
And so she runs into one of the
stalls and starts ripping off the fucking vent
the
cover.
Vent, try to get into the vent, and Shockma gets her ass. He says she tries to get out.
And then you think she killed him because like they have a huge battle in the stall and you can't see him because it's inside the stall. And you like, and then she gets up and she starts getting into the vent. And you're like, oh man, she made it. And then Shockma's back and kills her.
Oh yeah, Shockma does rude work to her. And then, what happens next? Well, we see the princess. Sam goes and finds the princess, and they talk for a bit, and it's stupid.
And Topanga.
Topanga.
She's got her fucking belly dancing queen dress
on. Right. And she grabs some knives, and they talk about, like, they need to do their thing. And
when she starts asking where her brother is.
Yep. And Sam comes across Gary's dead baboon body, and he freaks out, so he starts to go
try to find... Gary a baboon?
Huh? Babooned.
Oh.
Okay. Gary got babooned.
Babooned.
By the baboon. And she's...
I know, there's right? not racism.
I'm sure there is still.
So Sam has his knives, and he, like, valiantly heads into the bathroom. He's ready to fucking...
And then he has another fucking freak out because dead lady is in there.
Yeah.
I love how, like, he doesn't freak out when he sees her leg hanging out from underneath the fucking stall, but opening the stall, it's like the full gravity of the situation hits him.
He definitely has a cry there. He's like, yeah. I have a cry.
I just almost put my penis inside of her like an hour ago.
Just do it now. Like, go for it. She's
still warm. She doesn't want
Shaka's sloppy seconds.
Shaka's baboon cock was fucking busting a nut all
over. Dude, did you see?
There
was one scene in the movie where they gave a really weird backward shot of Shaka's wiener. It's fucking bizarre looking.
I wasn't looking for baboon wieners.
I caught it. It's a little weirdo looking thing.
So Topanga, she's running around for some dumb reason. She picks up like this quest scroll that she finds in a bush, and it says that there's weapons under the couch. And she opens it. And they're trying to get Richard's girlfriend is down in a car down below, listening to some fucking killer tunes. And they're trying to get her attention. So Topanga starts throwing fucking marbles at her, and I love this fucking music that Laura's dumbass is listening to in her stupid car. It kills me. Let's see, what was
killer
that?
Killer Tunes, maybe?
Killer Tunes.
The one right after the one you just played. Dude, that shit is hot fire right there.
Listen to that shit. That's her getting pissed. Oh, yeah. Listen to that. Listen to that bass line. ridiculous.
What radio station is that in 1990 that's playing that?
I have no idea. It's like
some 70s elevator music.
It's like fucking that one of those old school fucking car driving games, like Test Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the music reminded me of. I'm like, you listen to that in your car, really? And yeah, I enjoyed
it. Dude, this shit's like fucking 16 bits worth of music.
So she gets pissed and takes off because they can't get a hold of her, and she's like, whatever, I'm out of here. And Sam carries his dead girlfriend out of the shitter like a true hero.
He's dude, like, with a fucking duh, duh, duh. Like, I have my dead girlfriend. Wait, he doesn't even... No, he doesn't carry her out.
Yeah, he does.
No,
and he puts her corpse in the fucking... With the rest of them. In the stupid fucking...
Does he do her too?
Yeah.
Because he does it with fucking... He does it with Topanga too. Oh, wait.
No.
Spoiler.
And so he has all the corpses there right now, or at least three of them. Yeah, he may do it with Topanga as well.
And he puts her on him.
And so he's a dead man now. He has no feelings. No feelers. He's just ready to kill a fucking baboon. That's all he cares about. He gets himself fucking...
No. You've got it confused. He doesn't carry her out. He leaves her in there. He leaves her in the bathroom. He goes off. And then he told What's-Her-Face to stay there and not look for Richard. But she goes and looks for Richard. She finds Richard. She freaks out. Then she gets killed by fucking... By Shakma. And then he finds her in the fucking room. And that's when he turns into a dead man. Because he carries her out and he puts her on the fucking gurney.
Yeah, but she drags the girl next to the black Gary.
Huh?
He puts his girlfriend next to Gary. He pulls her out.
Oh, yeah. And just puts her...
He doesn't pull both of them, man.
Yeah. Okay. And then for some reason
But he doesn't turn into a dead man until the fucking young girl dies.
Yeah, and then Gary somehow is too close to his old lady, so he moves the body like another 10 feet.
He's like, no.
Yeah, for no apparent reason. Unless he was making
it. Right.
It's resting place segregation.
Yes.
So you're right. Okay, so all that happened. Everybody's dead except for Sam and Shakma. And he's ready to just go kill
this fucking... Yeah, he's all fucked up because the young girl died.
He's got a spear. He's ready to go fight the mighty Shakma. And,
yeah, he doesn't actually put the fucking... More of that tranquilizer in it. He puts a knife on it.
Yeah, he tapes
that's right.
Kitchen knife to it.
And then he's got another knife in his belt. And...
Remember when he calls 911, there's that weird scene where he's like calling 911 because the phones are back on?
Well, he hasn't...
And he can't say anything.
Yeah.
911, what is your emergency? He's like, I need to kill the baboon. And that's all that's going on in his brain.
He says like one thing, but I couldn't tell what he said.
Something about being a father. I don't know. It was really weird. I couldn't hear him either. We get this long montage of him like setting up traps. It's not unlike Arnold in the Predator movie, but on like the weakest movie. Scale ever.
Did you see there?
He's literally fighting an animal that's like
that's nuts,
a third
it?
The size of him.
He's gonna be Toxie soon.
Arnold will be Toxie.
That's probably the smartest movie he's done in a while.
Yeah, if he could do it.
Fucking Arnold signs on to be the Toxic Avenger.
Ooh.
That's what we're talking about right now. That would be like the best career movie you could do right now. Is
there's that and him doing the third part of the fucking Conan series, Conan the King. Being old.
Oh, yeah. That'd be interesting.
He's old, and in Conan the King, he's like supposed to be like 50 or 60.
He just sits there getting fucking pleasured by Amazonians.
By you.
But yeah, so Shaka is. Arnold being Toxie would be awesome.
No, hang on, we're almost there. Shaka.
Also red.
He stealth around corners, and like Sam's ready to kill him, and they have this epic showdown. And there's like Shockma's like super stealth, and the final showdown happens, and Shockma attacks Sam, and biting him repeatedly as Sam is like stabbing him
on the arm, because he made himself some like bandage gauntlets so his arms would be
so
protected.
So it'd take almost more like
duct tape arm.
He'll keep his fucking skin together for about 7 seconds longer than he would if he didn't have him.
And like he's, made he's stabbing out of him, apparently. He's stabbing him in the head, and
put
he
some bit. Wood or something under there.
Where are you getting wood in the fucking...
The whole fucking place is shit you could break. And
well,
banish your arm. Oh, even notepads. I know there has
but
to
you
be
gotta go all over the fucking place to gather it. Like,
it's rapid.
You gotta go all over the place and gather that stuff, dude. The shop was everywhere.
So after they fight for a bit, they break up, and then they come together, not unlike gladiators in an arena. And Shockma and Sam, when they face off again, there's this really weird long scene where... Sam gives up because his neck is bitten or something like that.
Uh-huh. Well, the first round, he has to go fight.
Right.
And they fight, and he gets his neck bitten, and he stabs the bejesus out of her.
And then he...
But it never really seems to affect Shockma, just Sam.
Shockma doesn't...
Kind of like backed up and was all... Ugh.
Yeah, and he ran off, but he like didn't...
But he had a master plan. He leads Shockma into this room where Shockma goes to attack him, and he... throws him into the incinerator.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so he sets up a mirror, and he makes Shockma think it's a fucking big diversion. Like, he stands in a corner of the room, and he puts a mirror in front of the incinerator. And so, like, his reflection's on the mirror, so Shockma thinks
I thought he put it in front of a window. I was like, man, that's rad. He's going to make that monkey jump off the building.
No, but he threw him
right into the incinerator.
It would look cooler to see it if it was
where he
would have
died in
the
first
ground.
Place. Yeah.
So
Shockma wouldn't have died from ground damage. Shockma would have just lived.
6'4".
Yeah, Shockmas don't have fall damage. They're immune.
Yeah, Shockma would have lived.
No way. Not in the state he was in with the bleeding.
So, unfortunately, Sam burns Shockma's good, majestic body in the incinerator. And
alive.
That's the end of the movie.
No, it's not. There's a whole, like, 7 or 8 minutes of fucking Sam walking really slowly until he falls over.
I was done at that point. Like, I was shocked my dad. And...
Yeah, but Sam walks forever.
And then dies
and falls.
Okay, so whose pick is it next week?
You.
Mine. Excellent. Because I am going to make us watch that fucking silly-ass movie.
Nudist Colony of the Dead?
Nudist Colony of the Dead.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is on Netflix.
Yeah,
if you
want
to go watch it.
This one is on Netflix.
Shockma is on Netflix currently. You can watch it if you want to.
I wouldn't suggest it, but I also wouldn't advise against
it. No, I liked it.
I wouldn't advise against it. It's not horrible, but it's not great.
Well, I like the fact that the ape was real the whole time. Like, they did a lot.
That's not the best selling point I've ever heard of a movie.
Yeah, but there was one scene where they just, like, they had a whole set, and they just let this baboon go nuts.
What's that fucking, what's that movie with the orangutan and fucking Clint Eastwood?
Oh, fucking, it's, I know it too. It's
such an awesome movie.
It's Clyde. His name's Clyde.
Clyde, yes.
And it's
Fuck, that movie's awesome.
Alright, Monkey. Email us Monkey Business. Email us if you want it at cinemadumpster.com.
Any Which Way But Loose? Is that what it's called?
Cinemadumpster episode 30. We will see you next time.
Any Which Way But Loose, I'm thinking.
Nudist Colony of the Dead.